A review of lobbying records by the Associated Press found that despite the decline, companies hoping to land one of the state's coveted casino licenses still poured hundreds of thousands into lobbying. The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe topped the list in 2012, spending more than $500,000. Unlike other casino interests, the tribe is negotiating a compact with the state that must be approved by Governor Deval Patrick and state lawmakers. Second on the list is Sterling Suffolk Racecourse, which spent nearly $244,000 lobbying in 2012. With the approval of the state's gaming law in 2011, companies are now focused on obtaining one of the coveted casino licenses. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.